The chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, says if the electoral process is not properly managed, it will dent the country's relatively enviable record of organizing peaceful polls. He said the current political tension building up towards the elections calls for stakeholders to seriously and strategically collaborate in order to consolidate the country's democratic gains. Professor Asante said this when the West African Network for Peace Building launched its election situational monitoring analysis and mitigation project for the 2016 general election. Rita Nyako reports.
The six-month project involved a real-time monitoring, analysis and communication of electoral risks with periodic debriefing of key stakeholders, and that this process, monitors at the community, district and regional levels, will report threats and incidents of violence throughout the electioneering to the National Election Situation Room. Professor Asante said the violence recorded during the Talensi by-election last year should give cause for worry and steps should be taken to prevent a repetition in the November elections. He said the emergence of militia groups such as the Bulga Bulldogs, Azoka Boys, and Invisible Forces shows declining confidence in state institutions. Professor Asante noted that the Peace Council will continue to deliver on its mandate of strengthening capacities for conflict prevention, management, and sustainable peace in the country.
The violence recorded during the by-elections in Talensi is a very serious foreboding of terrible things to happen in November 2016 if rapid and effective measures are not employed to stem the tide. The build-up to the November 2016 general election has been characterized with tension. To consolidate Ghana's democratic credential, these foreboding signs must be seriously and strategically addressed by all stakeholders.
Launching the project, the Minister of the Interior, Prosper Bani, despite the perceived tension in the country, Ghana is relatively peaceful. He said the ministry is committed to the peace of the country and will not countenance the activities of security groups from any political party. He said government has given approval for new recruitment into the various security agencies in order to ensure swift response in case of any eventualities.
The state of the security in the country at the moment is stable. The government of Ghana will do its part, and we expect all major stakeholders to also play their role. I would like to also re-emphasize that various groups that have emerged as in different forms pretending to serve certain political interests are actually groups that are not legal. Therefore, the ministry will not countenance their activities.